This is Billy Ruth Federici again with another episode of Angelita's Wings. This time, we have a series of six stories of the six heroes of Mexican independence, Los Seis Héroes de México, written by a friend of mine, Bonnie Muth McMillan, and illustrated by Emily Freeman. This book can be found at riversanctuarypublishing.com. Hello, this is Billy Ruth Hopkins Federici again for KCIW 100.7 on your FM dial. I'm coming to you from our Shelter in Grace position here in Brookings, Oregon, and we're going to do a podcast right from here on my laptop. Let's see how this really works. One of the songs I wanted to bring to you in this episode is an older version of the song I wrote called Messiah's All. It was recorded probably in 1992, I'm going to say, or 1993, in Lakewood, Colorado, when Isamo and I were living there. And I had a neighbor, Michael Kropp was his name, and he was in the back porch majority long, long ago. He had a wonderful sound studio in his garage, and he recorded this song for me in that garage. He did the guitar on this and also the flute. Let's see if we can get a good take of me singing my song called Messiah's All.
Sometimes it seems as though we've lived many times before. Other loves, other children and dreams about hard times together. Together, in spirit, knowing we are one. Knowing our place in the scheme of universal things. Practicing love. The one
let's don't do any more songs for now. Let's just go ahead and finish this episode of Pancho Villa. In the last episode, as you remember, Doroteo was so angry he grabbed a gun from his cousin's house, and he shot the hacienda boss in the foot. Well, the boss began yelling for help. Five of his men came running with rifles. They were going to shoot Pancho Villa, but the boss said, "No, no, no, don't kill this boy. Just take me home." El jefe empezó a gritar y a pedir ayuda. Cinco de sus hombres vivieron con sus rifles. Iban a matar a Doroteo, Pancho Villa. Pero el jefe les dijo, "No, no maten al muchacho. Lléveme a la casa." When they had gone, Pancho's mama said, "Go, Doroteo. They want to put you in jail and be mean to you. So take this blanket and these tortillas and just run and hide." Cuando ya se habían ido los hombres, mamá dijo, "Ándate, Doroteo. Ellos te quieren poner en el cárcel y te quisieran tratar mal. Toma esta cobija y estas tortillas." Well, Doroteo jumped on his horse and he galloped away to the mountains nearby, where he found a place where he could camp out and hide from the rangers. He knew they would be hunting for him. Doroteo brincó en su caballo y se fue rápidamente a las montañas cercanas. Ahí encontró un lugar donde podía acampar y esconderse de los hombres malos. Él sabía que lo estarían buscando. Two times they caught him, and two times they put him in jail. Dos veces lo cogieron y dos veces lo pusieron en la cárcel. Dos veces se escapó y huyó a las montañas. Two times he escaped and ran back to the mountains. Then he thought, I need to be somebody else. I need a new look and a new name. So he grew big, thick mustache on his upper lip, and he cut his black curly hair so it was very, very short. Doroteo estaba pensando, debería ser otra persona. Debo cambiar mi parecer y ponerme otro nombre. Se dejó crecer un bigote bien grande, y esos bigotes bien grandes ya conocemos ahora con Pancho Villa. También cortó el cabello bien corto. Puso un sombrero grandote también. Now for a name, he thought, my grandfather's name was Villa. That's who I'll be. Francisco Villa. Pancho Villa is the nickname for Francisco. And so he was called from then on Pancho Villa. Ahora qué nombre me pongo, pensó. El nombre de mi abuelo era Villa. Ese quién voy a ser, Francisco Villa. Pancho es el sobrenombre de Francisco. Así que me llamaré Pancho Villa. Well, in the mountains now, all by himself, Pancho was a little bit lonely. One day, as he was riding around on his horse, he found the camp of two men. They were friendly, and they talked to Pancho, calling him son, because he was still very young. Solo en las montañas, Pancho se sentía triste. Un día, mientras andaba en su caballo, encontró a dos hombres acampando. Ellos eran muy amables y hablaron con Pancho, llamándolo hijo. May I camp with you? Pancho asked. It's good to be with friends. ¿Puedo acampar con ustedes? Les preguntó Pancho. Es bueno estar con amigos. These two men looked at each other. But we are bandits, they said. We rob the rich. Can you ride? Can you shoot? Will you do everything we say? Los dos hombres se miraron uno a otro. Nosotros somos bandidos, dijeron. Nosotros les robamos a los ricos. ¿Puedes cabalgar? ¿Puedes usar un rifle? ¿Harás todo lo que te decimos que hagas? Pancho thought a bit, and he said, yeah, I can do that. Yes, I know I can do that. He had more confidence now. The rich people rob us poor folks. They take our land and our food. They killed my papa with their many whippings. Pancho les dijo, pues sí, yo puedo hacer eso. Los ricos nos roban. A nosotros, pobres, nos cogen nuestras tierras y nuestras comida. Ellos también mataron a mi papá con todos los azotes que le dieron. So Pancho Villa camped and rode with his bandit friends. After one robbery, the outlaws had many thousands of pesos. They gave him a share. He gave money to the poor, to the widows who didn't have enough food for their children. Así Pancho Villa acampó y anduvo con los amigos banditos. Después de un robo, los banditos tenían miles de pesos. Le dieron su parte. Él les dio dinero a las pobres viudas que no tenían suficiente comida para sus hijos. Well, Pancho Villa gave money to almost everyone he could find who needed it. He started with a blind man, and he gave him enough money to begin his own business, and for a helper, too. To his mama and the rest of his family, he gave thousands of pesos. Le dio suficiente dinero a un hombre que estaba casi ciego para comenzar su negocio, y también para dio a alguien para le ayudará. A su mamá y a su familia les dio miles de pesos. My son, said Mama, where did you get so much money? I'm afraid you must have bad friends. You must stop doing this. Hijo mío, dijo Mama, ¿dónde conseguiste tanto dinero? Temo que tienes malos amigos. Tienes que dejar de hacer esto. When Pancho went back to his bandit friends, they were mean to an old man who wouldn't sell them his bread. Cuando Pancho volvió con sus amigos banditos, los vio tratar mal a un hombre que no le quiso vender su pan. Man, we can't live like this, Pancho said. I'm leaving you guys to go find a job. Hombres, no podemos seguir viviendo así, dijo Pancho. Yo me quiero buscar trabajo. Well, Pancho went to work in the mines. He made bricks and worked on farms. But soon the police would find out that he was really Pancho Villa, and he would have to run again. Él se fue a trabajar en unas minas haciendo ladrillos, trabajando en las fincas. Pero pronto la policía se daba cuenta que él era Pancho Villa y tenía que huir otra vez de nuevo. Then the revolution began. The poor people were tired of being robbed and mistreated by the selfish rich people and the government that made bad laws. Comenzó la revolución. Los pobres estaban cansados de ser robados y maltratados por los ricos egoístas y cansados de las malas leyes del gobierno. The men of Chihuahua, the state where Pancho lived, got together in groups which became armies of soldiers. They chose leaders who taught them how to fight and shoot their guns. Los hombres de Chihuahua, el estado donde vivía Pancho, se juntaron en grupos que llegaron a ser ejércitos de soldados. Escogieron líderes para que se enseñaran a pelear y a usar armas. One of the leaders was Pancho Villa himself, who then became General Villa. Uno de los líderes fue Pancho Villa, quien desde entonces era General Villa. The men of Chihuahua and other states of Mexico came to join his army. The Mexican government soldiers were sent to fight with Pancho Villa's soldiers, but Pancho's men were better fighters. They almost always won the battle. Los hombres de Chihuahua y otros estados de México se unieron al ejército. Los soldados del ejército del gobierno de México fueron enviados también a pelear contra los soldados de Pancho Villa. Pero los soldados de Pancho eran mejores peleadores. Casi siempre ganaban la batalla. So the government fighters who were sent to fight against Pancho Villa were always beaten down. When Pancho's army came into the town, where he gave orders to all of the soldiers that there would be no drinking, no breaking into stores or homes, no taking other people's things, no fighting with people in the town. Well, you will all behave like gentlemen, he said. And all soldiers obeyed Pancho Villa. Cuando el ejército de Pancho llegaba a un pueblo, él ordenaba a sus soldados no tomar, no fumar, no meterse en las tiendas ni en las casas, no robarle a nadie, no pelear con nadie en el pueblo. Los ordenaba a ser caballeros, a portarse bien, y todos los soldados le obedecían. In towns where rich people had put their money in the bank, the soldiers broke open the bank, took all the money, and brought it to Pancho. En los pueblos donde los ricos ponían su dinero en los bancos, los soldados entraban y se robaron todo el dinero y lo llevaban a Pancho. Pancho gave the money to the poor people so they could buy food. Pancho entonces les daba dinero a los pobres para que compraran comida. Pancho captured a train, loaded it with soldiers and food, and away they went down the railroad tracks. Pancho capturó un tren, lo llenó con soldados, con comida, y fueron por el camino del tren. Cuando el tren pasaba por una finca, los fieros los saludaban y los soldados les tiraban comida desde el tren. Well, when the farm folks waved at the train from the fields, the soldiers tossed food to them from the train. When they came to a little country town, the engineer stopped the train. Pancho and the soldiers gave food to the people. Cuando llegaron a un pueblecito, el ingeniero paró el tren. Pancho y los soldados le dieron comida a la gente. After several years, most of the fighting stopped in Chihuahua. Pancho was made governor of the state. He took the land that the rich people had stolen from the farmers and the Indians, and he gave it back to them. He made schools all over Chihuahua so the children could learn to read and write. Después de varios años, se terminó la pelea en Chihuahua. Pancho llegó a ser el gobernador del estado. Les quitó a los ricos las tierras que se habían robado de los campesinos y de los indios y se las regresó a sus dueños. Construyó escuelas para que los niños aprendieran y leer y escribir. After 2 years, Pancho stopped being governor of Chihuahua and went back to training his army. In case we need to fight again, he said, Después de 2 años, Pancho dejó ser gobernador de Chihuahua y regresó a instruir a su ejército. En caso de necesitemos pelear otra vez, dijo él. Pancho had done much good. He was honest. He loved children, and he did not smoke or drink. He was not proud or selfish. He made laws that were good and that helped the people. Pancho Villa había hecho mucho bien a la gente. Fue honesto. Amaba a los niños. No fumaba ni tomaba. No era orgulloso ni egoísta. Puso buenas leyes, leyes que ayudaban al pueblo. But Pancho had many enemies. He has friends who are bandits and outlaws, they said. One day, as Pancho rode in a car with some of his friends, a group of men shot and killed him and his friends. Pero Pancho tenía muchos enemigos. Él tenía amigos que son banditos y furgados, decían ellos. Y un día, mientras Pancho andaba en un coche con sus amigos, un grupo de hombres les tiraron y mataron a Pancho Villa y sus amigos. The poor people of Chihuahua and all over Mexico were very sad. Many of the lawmakers and rich people were sad, too. They knew he was a good man, chivalrous, and a gentleman. La pobre gente de Chihuahua y de todo México se puso muy triste. Muchos de los gobernantes y ricos también se pusieron tristes. Sabían que él era un buen hombre, un caballero, honesto y cortés. Poor Pancho, said his brothers and sisters and family. He was a true hero, cowboy, vaquero of Mexico, for Mexico's poor people. Ay, pobrecito, dijeron los hermanos, las hermanas y la familia de Pancho, pobre Pancho. Pancho Villa fue el héroe vaquero de los pobres de México. And that pretty much brings to a close this episode of Angelita's Wings on KCIW. 100.7 FM on your dial. The 6 heroes of Mexico, 6 héroes de México, were written by Bonnie Muth McMillan. You can find this book, if you're interested, at riversanctuarypublishing.com. That's riversanctuarypublishing.com. A publication dedicated to the awakening of a new earth. I think it would be nice to end this episode with one of the oldest folk songs that has been so popular throughout the Mexican history, and especially in this struggle for Mexican independence. It's called La Llorona, and it's about a ghost who is called La Llorona. It is said that her ghost still walks the streets of Mexico City at night, looking for very, very handsome men who look like they have come from Spain, because, of course, she is after their souls, since the Spanish people have always been the ones who have oppressed them and stolen their lands and killed all the mestizos and the Zapotecas. So La Llorona, evidently, was the wife of Moctezuma, and Cortez killed her and all of her children. So she still walks the streets at night in Mexico City crying, "Ay, mis hijos," which means, "Oh, my children." And La Llorona is the crying woman.
Me dicen el negro, llorona, negro, pero cariñoso. sillas del templo un día llorando cuando al pasar yo te vi. Saliste del templo un día llorando cuando al pasar yo te vi. Hermoso y llevabas llorando que la Virgen te creía. Hermoso y llevabas llorando que la Virgen te creía. Ay, de mí llorona, 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 de azul celeste. Ay, de mí llorona, 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 de azul celeste. Hay muertos que no hacen ruido, llorona, el más grande su pena. Hay muertos que no hacen ruido y es más grande su pena.
And I've left off about 150 verses. But that will do it for this episode of Angelita's Wings. This is Billy Hopkins Futuichi signing off from right here on KCIW 100.7 in beautiful, beautiful downtown Brookings. We are so fortunate to be sheltering in grace right here in Brookings. See you next time.
Thanks for listening in to Angelita's Wings with Billy Futuichi and sometimes Grandma Gaga and maybe even my cat. See you next time.